The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Welcome to Boost Your Brain Power with Dr. Eric Kaplan, New York City's first board-certified functional neurologist and founder of Kaplan Brain and Body in Manhattan and New Jersey. Using applied clinical neuroscience, a safe, gentle, and effective non-invasive technique to keep your brain, spine, and nerves functioning to promote better quality of life. Dr. Kaplan is also author of Boost Your Brain Power, a guide to improving your memory and focus. And now, to tell you more about it, here's your host, Dr. Eric Kaplan.
Hello, and welcome to Boost Your Brain Power. I'm your host, Dr. Eric Kaplan. We're going to talk about reducing inflammation today. There are lots of ways to reduce inflammation. The most important thing we have to consider is what you're putting in your body, or what things in the environment are causing inflammation. You always want to get to the root cause of the inflammation. Most doctors will treat with steroids or NSAIDs like ibuprofen to bring down the inflammation. For me, what I like to do with my patients is figure out where the inflammation is coming from. Is it coming from your diet? That's one of the most common areas to get inflammation. Sugar causes a lot of inflammation. Dairy products cause lots of inflammation. Fried foods, gluten, corn, soy, alcohol, coffee, they all cause inflammation. Even the stuff that they spray on the foods, there's a chemical, glyphosate or Roundup, that's sprayed on all the wheat products and the corn and the soy that makes it really bad. This glyphosate is banned in almost all other countries in the world because of its link to cancer. Yet in America, they're allowed to spray it on all the foods, and they sell it at the hardware store or the supermarkets to put on your grass and let your kids play in this and your dog play in this poison. So you got to be very careful to avoid Roundup glyphosate, which causes a lot of inflammation. Mold causes a lot of inflammation. So if you ever had a flood or a leak in your house, you might have mold. And that mold can cause brain inflammation, gut inflammation, lung inflammation, skin inflammation. Also, bacteria and viruses cause inflammation. We see a lot of patients with Lyme disease or with COVID-19, the long haulers. We see a lot of these patients that are highly inflamed as a result of their pathological disease that has entered their system. Heavy metals can cause inflammation. There's lead. Sometimes there's lead in the paint of old houses. Sometimes it could be found in the water. You can get your water tested to see how much lead is in there. Mercury. You can have mercury in your fillings, in your teeth. You can have mercury in the fish. Aluminum. Got aluminum cans, aluminum pans, aluminum foil, aluminum in the deodorant, aluminum in the air. That causes inflammation, causes brain inflammation. It's been linked to dementia and Alzheimer's and Parkinson's. We got to get rid of these metals. Arsenic, we got to get rid of arsenic. It's found in apple juice and brown rice. A lot of people have high levels of arsenic. Their brain and body are going to be inflamed. We have to bring down the inflammation. You have to change your environment to reduce the inflammation. Now, once you change your environment and stop putting in these inflammatory foods or products in your body, now there's natural ways without steroids or NSAIDs that can bring down the inflammation. One of the best natural ways to reduce inflammation is resveratrol. Resveratrol is found in Japanese knotweed and the skin of red grapes. That is the best way to get resveratrol to reduce inflammation in a natural way. The second best way to reduce inflammation in a natural way is through turmeric or curcumin, the Indian spice that has lots of properties that have been proven to reduce inflammation. Also, very simply, which we always learned growing up, is ice. So they always told you when you twist your ankle, you're all swollen, you get hurt, you put ice on it. That's to reduce the inflammation. The ice also numbs the pain. However, after 20 minutes, the ice doesn't do too much. So if you're going to use ice to reduce inflammation, just do it for 20 minutes and then take it off. Wait an hour, then you could try it again and it'll be more effective. But don't do it for more than 20 minutes. It loses its effect. All right. So those are natural ways to reduce inflammation. Other things that are important that are related to inflammation is emotional stress. If you have emotional stress, that'll cause you to be more inflamed. That'll make you more susceptible to disease, such as cancer, heart disease, Alzheimer's, obesity. They're going to put you at risk. So we have to make sure we reduce our emotional stress. Now, how are you going to reduce your emotional stress? Sometimes you have to make big life changes. Sometimes you might have to move out of the city and go into the suburbs. Sometimes you might have to break up with a family member. You might have to get divorced. You might have to stop talking to an old friend of yours who's causing too much stress. You might have to quit your job because your boss is stressing you out. You might have to move out of a country or a state that is stressing you out. Sometimes you have to make big life changes. If your environment, if there's certain people that are causing your stress and you can't handle it, sometimes you have to escape and you have to get out of that situation. And it could be hard. It could be a major life change. Hopefully, you don't have to do a major life change like a divorce or you have to move or you got to quit your job, because there's other easy, natural, holistic, and integrated ways to reduce your stress. For example, meditation. Meditation is one way to bring down your stress. Now, a lot of my patients who have anxiety, panics, they say they have a very tough time with meditation. So my advice to these people is to just start off with 1 minute meditation. That's it. But just start off with 1 minute, even 30 seconds of a meditation. And it's okay if things come into your mind while you're meditating. My best advice is to do the release technique, where you visualize the top of your head melting down to the ground and you say release in your head. And then the next second, you imagine your forehead, all the muscles melting down to the ground and you say release in your head. Then you imagine your eyes release that tension, and then the jaw, release, and then the cheeks, release, the chin, release, the neck, release, the shoulder, release, the chest, release, the stomach, release, the hips, release, the legs, the knees, the feet, the toes, and you go all the way from the top of your body all the way to your bottom. Seated position with your eyes closed, listening to some nice meditative music, and internally saying release as your mantra over and over and over again, and visually imagining all the muscles in your body releasing, all the tension releasing, all that stress releasing. And if something comes into your mind, just say release again and move on. It's okay. Just start off 30 seconds to 1 minute for the first day. And then if you do that successfully, you go up to 2 minutes the second day. That is a way to relax your nervous system and help with emotional stress. Another way to relax your nervous system is to practice mindfulness. Mindfulness is where you just do one thing at a time, where you're not multitasking and you're not cooking, watching TV, talking on the phone, helping your kid with their homework, all at the same time. When you're cooking, you should be cooking and you should be focused on the recipe and the smell and the texture and the sounds, all your senses. When you're talking to your significant other, don't have your cell phone out. Don't be reading the newspaper. Be engaged. I hate when I go out and I see these young people on a date and they're both on their cell phones, looking at their cell phones instead of talking to each other. If you're eating, focus on eating. Smell the food, taste the food, feel the food. Don't have the TV or the radio on in the background. Don't be scrolling through the internet at the same time. Don't be doing your homework. Focus on your food only. When you exercise, don't be texting other people or watching the news. Focus on your exercise. Feel the muscles contracting. Feel your lungs expanding. Feel your heart beating, your sweat on your skin. Be in the moment. That's practicing mindfulness, where you're not distracted by other things. You're only focusing on one thing at a time. And that will help reduce your stress, your anxiety, and calm your nervous system down, thereby eventually reducing your inflammation. More when we come back from the break.
Kaplan Brain and Body, Manhattan's largest functional neurology practice, is now serving Bergen County as well. Functional neurology focuses on the scientific study of mechanisms that underlie disease and disorders of the brain and central nervous system. Want to improve your brain function? Need help with memory, sleep, digestion? How about depression or anxiety, balance and headaches, or simply want to maximize your potential and prevent future diseases? Then call Kaplan Brain and Body today at 201-261-2150. As New York's first board-certified functional neurologist, Dr. Eric Kaplan specializes in getting to the root cause of numerous brain and health conditions rather than treating symptoms with traditional medicines and risky surgeries. Kaplan Brain and Body takes a holistic approach to modern-day medical problems, from Alzheimer's to Parkinson's, stroke and autism to migraines, skin and digestive problems. For an appointment, call 201-261-2150 or visit KaplanDC.com. That's KaplanDC.com. Welcome back to Boost Your Brain Power with your host, Dr. Eric Kaplan.
Welcome back to Boost Your Brain Power. I'm your host, Dr. Eric Kaplan. We're talking about inflammation, ways to reduce inflammation in your body. We always have to check to see if your body has inflammation. One of the best ways we could check is through blood work. One of the best tests in blood work, it's called ESR, erythrocyte sedimentary rate. Now, ESR is a blood test that can show if you have inflammation in your body.
Inflammation is the immune's response to injury, infection, and other types of conditions, including immune system disorders, cancer, blood disorders. Now, what ESR is, basically erythrocytes are red blood cells. When you do an ESR test, a sample of your blood is sent to the lab. Then what they do is they put it in a test tube and measure how quickly the red blood cells settle or sink to the bottom of the tube. Normally, red blood cells sink slowly, but inflammation makes the red blood cells stick together in clumps. These clumps of cells are heavier than single cells, so they sink faster. If the test shows that your red blood cells sink faster than normal, it means you have a medical condition causing inflammation. That's how simple it is. The speed of your test is a sign of how much inflammation you have. Faster ESR means higher levels of inflammation. Got it? And we want to make sure that even if the levels are within the normal range, that they're not high. That should be as close to zero as possible. If it's closer to 30, we know we're having a big issue there. And, you know, if you have headaches, unexplained fever, unexplained weight loss, joint stiffness, neck or shoulder pain, loss of appetite, anemia, we definitely want to check that ESR. You know, it doesn't mean if you have a high ESR test, oh my God, I got cancer, I'm going to die. Don't go down that line, but we want to figure out where the high inflammation is coming from. Another great test to figure out if you have high inflammation is called CRP, C-reactive protein. If you have high levels of C-reactive protein, then you also have inflammation or inflammatory conditions. CRP is made by the liver in response to inflammation. The CRP test measures the amount of protein in the blood. High levels of CRP can indicate inflammation due to an acute or chronic condition. Autoimmune conditions, rheumatoid arthritis, lupus, Crohn's disease, ulcerative colitis, inflammation of the heart, cancer, obesity can all cause high levels of CRP or C-reactive protein. Normal is anything below 1. If you have above 5 or 10, that's pretty significant. But if you're even above 1 or even above 0.5, we might start wanting to figure out why you have inflammation. Don't wait till it gets to above 10 to go to the doctor. If you have inflammation of a high CRP test, even above 1 milligram per deciliter, most doctors are going to think that's fine. I'm going to say, hey, you're starting to get some inflammation. You know, we have different levels when we analyze blood work, right? It used to be taught for diabetes, your fasting glucose has to be above 126. But if it's above 100, I want to figure out why are your numbers so high. For diabetes, they also measure hemoglobin A1C. They want that below 6. But if it's above 5.7, I want to say, hey, what's going on here? We always want to figure out problems before they become major. An ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. So what we really want to do is get to the root cause of the inflammation. If we get to the root cause of the inflammation, then we could figure out how to reduce it. Usually, It's from poor diet. And again, the worst inflammatory foods, sugar, dairy, gluten, corn, soy, processed foods, preservatives, food dyes. All the bad foods cause inflammation. What foods reduce inflammation? Beans, nuts, avocado, green leafy vegetables, citrus food, berries. Those are the ways to reduce the inflammation. Because inflammation is the cause of almost every health condition. If you have pain, you have inflammation. If you have heart disease, you got inflammation. You have cancer, you have inflammation. You have obesity, you have inflammation. You have kidney disease, liver disease, lung disease, brain disease. There is inflammation. So if you want to be healthy, you have to bring down your inflammation, no matter what. Sometimes inflammation can be caused by emotional stress. It's not just stuff that you put in your body, but it could be emotional stress. If you have high emotional stress, you're going to have high inflammation. So sometimes you have to figure out, how can you reduce your emotional stress? Do you want to do it through maybe meditation, practicing mindfulness? Maybe you have to do some breathing exercises. Maybe you have to do some physical exercise. We have to come up with solutions to reduce your emotional stress. Sometimes you have to quit a job or break up with somebody. Sometimes you have to move, but we have to reduce the inflammation. We have to reduce the physical inflammation. Sometimes you could get it from heavy metal poisoning, mold exposure, bacterial, viral, parasitic, yeast, fungus infections can all cause inflammation. So you have to look at all aspects of your life, even your cookware. Do you have aluminum cookware instead of stainless steel? That's going to cause inflammation. Do you use plastic water bottles instead of glass water bottles? That's going to cause inflammation. Are you packaging your food in aluminum foil? That's going to cause inflammation. Do you have fluoride in your toothpaste or your water? That could cause inflammation. Do you have lead in your environment or mercury from dental fillings or a lot of fish exposure or medicine? These can all cause inflammation. So if you really want to be healthy, we want to look at your blood work. We want to look at your diet. We want to look at your emotional stress. We want to look in your environment. Are you all around electricity? I had a patient whose bed was on the opposite wall of the refrigerator and all the kitchen electronics, and their brain was all inflamed and they couldn't sleep. So when I switched their bed to the opposite side of the room where there was no electrical stimulation or outlets, they did much better. You got to be careful with Wi-Fi, all these phone towers, 5G. We don't know how it affects our brains yet. So do your best to turn off your signals in your cell phone and your computer. Put it on airplane mode. We don't need our phones on all the time with all the radiation, 3G, 4G, 5G, all the data plan, the Wi-Fi. Turn off the phone. If you don't have a job where you need to check your email every minute, start turning off your phone and start using it only when you need to. set aside 2 or 3 times to check your text messages, emails, all your stuff, etc. You do it. Okay, I'm going to do it at 10 a.m., 1 p.m., and 4 p.m. You choose 4 times through the day to check your stuff. Other than that, don't even have it on you. Turn it on airplane mode. Don't get all these reminders that are going to distract you from your daily life. Start to unplug. If you start to unplug, you'll reduce your inflammation. More when we come back from the break.
Kaplan Brain and Body, Manhattan's largest functional neurology practice, is now serving Bergen County as well. Functional neurology focuses on the scientific study of mechanisms that underlie disease and disorders of the brain and central nervous system. Want to improve your brain function? Need help with memory, sleep, digestion? How about depression or anxiety, balance and headaches, or simply want to maximize your potential and prevent future diseases? Then call Kaplan Brain and Body today at 201-261-2150. As New York's first board-certified functional neurologist, Dr. Eric Kaplan specializes in getting to the root cause of numerous brain and health conditions rather than treating symptoms with traditional medicines and risky surgeries. Kaplan Brain and Body takes a holistic approach to modern-day medical problems, from Alzheimer's to Parkinson's, stroke and autism to migraines, skin and digestive problems. For an appointment, call 201-261-2150 or visit KaplanDC.com. That's KaplanDC.com.
This is Boost Your Brain Power with board-certified functional neurologist, Dr. Eric Kaplan.
Welcome back to Boost Your Brain Power. I'm your host, Dr. Eric Kaplan. We're talking about how to reduce inflammation. There's lots of natural ways to reduce inflammation, whether it's reducing your emotional stress, your biochemical stress, your physical stress. A lot of people think about inflammation when they twist their ankle and it gets all swollen. And what do? You put ice on it. They say ice reduces the inflammation. It also numbs the pain. So for the first 48 hours after an injury, you have lots of inflammation. So to reduce the pain, a lot of people will put ice on the area. That'll bring down some of the inflammation. Another way to bring down the inflammation, if your ankle is swollen, is to elevate your leg. You lie on your back, stack a bunch of pillows, and rest your foot on the pillows. So the foot is above the level of the heart. There is a anagram, we call it RICE, rest, ice, compress, and elevate. So if you get an injury and you're all inflamed and swollen, use the RICE protocol. Rest, so meaning don't go running outside on your swollen ankle. Ice, and you're going to ice for 20 minutes. We said before, anything more than 20 minutes doesn't really do too much. Compress. You could wear tight stockings to help push that fluid back towards your heart. And then elevation, what we just said, lifting the foot or ankle above the level of the heart. That helps to bring down the inflammation and reduce some of the pain or symptoms as quick as possible. Now, what do most people do is they take steroids or corticosteroids or NSAIDs, but these steroids, they can have a problem in your body. It could cause high blood pressure, even mood swings, memory problems, behavioral problems, psychological effects, confusion, delirium, upset stomach. These are just the most common side effects of the steroids. Now, do you want to go through all of that when you could do more natural things such as resveratrol or turmeric or eating those healthy foods or avoiding the unhealthy foods and stresses? There are so many good, natural, easy ways to bring down inflammation. Now, besides blood work, how else can you tell if there's inflammation? One of the best tests that we could do that will give us information about inflammation is called a QEEG brain mapping, which is pretty cool. It could tell us, hey, does your brain have white matter inflammation? Not only will the test tell us if your brain has white matter inflammation, it even tells us if you have intestinal inflammation or a thyroid problem. Or it'll tell us if you have inflammation as a result of a traumatic brain injury or a concussion. It will also tell us, do you have inflammation as a result of heavy metal poisoning? Do you have inflammation as a result of an infection? It could be a bacterial infection like Lyme disease. It could be a viral infection like herpes or COVID or Epstein-Barr. It could be a yeast infection or a parasitic infection. All of these cause inflammation. Maybe you have to do a stool sample test to see if you have any infections, worms, eggs, stuff that could cause or wreak havoc in your system. Sometimes it's really severe. You might have inflammation from heart disease. So for that, we got to check your pulse. We got to check your blood pressure. The normal pulse rate is 60 to 80 beats per minute. If you're above 80 beats per minute, your heart is working overtime. It's overheated. It's going to be inflamed. We have to be careful if the heart is getting overworked. You might get heart inflammation, cardiomegaly, big heart, carditis, heart inflammation. We don't want our heart to beat too fast. It's going to wear out. It's going to be overused, overheated, inflamed. We don't want our blood pressure too high. A lot of times when you go to the doctor, they only check blood pressure on one side. However, you need to check blood pressure on both sides. What if one side is normal, but the other side is high? I see that all the time. People who have cardiovascular disease many times will have a difference in blood pressure in the left and right arm. So when you go to the doctor, make sure that when they check your blood pressure, they check both sides. Because if they're always checking the healthy side, they'll never pick up that you have high blood pressure. So you have to check both sides. Not only do you want to check both sides, sometimes you might need to check the difference between lying and standing. We see a lot of patients with a condition called POTS. That's when you get dizzy or lightheaded if you get up quickly. POTS is called positional orthostatic tachycardia syndrome. And what that means is when you change positions from lying to standing or sitting to standing, your blood pressure does not increase enough to push the blood up into the head. Therefore, your pulse or your heart rate has to increase. It's called tachycardia, resulting in a lightheadedness or dizziness. We see this POTS when people have an issue in the autonomic nervous system. When you have an issue in your autonomic nervous system, you're going to have inflammation. And like we were talking about, one of the best tests to figure out this inflammation is the QEEG brain mapping. It's going to tell us white matter inflammation, intestinal inflammation. If you have infections, concussions, it's normally $500 for this test. And this test, not only does it pick up inflammation, it tells you, do you have memory problems, short-term memory, sequential memory? It tells us, do you have anger, aggression? Do you have balance problems? Do you have tinnitus, ringing in the ears? Do you have anxiety, depression? Do you have troubles with motivation, organization? Do you have brain fog? So it's so valuable because it not only tells us the inflammation, but it tells us how each area of the brain is working. And you're only as strong as your weakest link. So you always want to figure out where your problems are, where your inflammation is, where their dysfunction is. So this QEEG brain mapping can pick up all this stuff without any radiation, without lying in some claustrophobic tube, without taking some harmful contrast fluid. The QEEG is non-invasive. It's easy to do. It's normally $500, but for the first 7 people that call, you can get the test for only $21. All you have to do is be one of the first 7 people that call or text. The number is 646-221-6738. So you can call or text 646-221-6738, or you can email info@kaplanbrainandbody.com. info@kaplanbrainandbody.com. Just let them know that you want to be one of the first 7 people to take advantage of the QEEG brain mapping for only $21. Tell them you're a listener of my radio show and you want to take advantage of this week's special. It's only good for the first 7 people that call. So call immediately, 646-221-6738, to get your QEEG brain mapping to figure out what areas of the brain are not functioning well. If you have any neurological problems, any pain or discomfort, any medical conditions, if you feel like your health needs a little boost, this is the test for you. I will also review it with you, tell you what areas are wrong, and give you easy, natural solutions on how to improve your weaknesses and how to reduce your inflammation without drugs, without surgery, without injections. More when we come back from the break.
Kaplan Brain and Body, Manhattan's largest functional neurology practice, is now serving Bergen County as well. Functional neurology focuses on the scientific study of mechanisms that underlie disease and disorders of the brain and central nervous system. Want to improve your brain function? Need help with memory, sleep, digestion? How about depression or anxiety, balance and headaches? Or simply want to maximize your potential and prevent future diseases? Then call Kaplan Brain and Body today at 201-261-2150. As New York's first board-certified functional neurologist, Dr. Eric Kaplan specializes in getting to the root cause of numerous brain and health conditions rather than treating symptoms with traditional medicines and risky surgeries. Kaplan Brain and Body takes a holistic approach to modern-day medical problems, from Alzheimer's to Parkinson's, stroke and autism to migraines, skin and digestive problems. For an appointment, call 201-261-2150 or visit KaplanDC.com. That's KaplanDC.com.
We return now to Boost Your Brain Power with your host, founder of Kaplan Brain and Body, Dr. Eric Kaplan.
Welcome back to Boost Your Brain Power. I'm your host, Dr. Eric Kaplan. We were talking about doing the QEEG brain mapping, which is a great test to figure out if you have white matter inflammation in your brain. There's also ways to figure out how your brain is functioning other than the QEEG brain mapping. Another good test to figure out how your brain is working is called a VNG, video nystagmography. And with the video nystagmography is going to tell us, hey, what areas are overactive? That's the inflammation when your brain is overactive, you're overheated, you're overfiring. That's when you get inflammation. When you're stressed, your brain gets inflamed. If your muscles are overworked, they get inflamed. You have to calm down the nervous system. So the VNG is going to tell us which areas are overactive. And once we figure out which areas are overactive, then we could figure out ways to calm it down. The VNG also picks up which areas are underactive. So for the underactive areas, we can also figure out doing this VNG. It breaks down the right side of the brain with the left side of the brain. Because usually we'll have one side that's overactive and one side that's underactive. So it's an art to figure out, okay, I might have to do certain things to increase underactive brain, which causes depression, lack of motivation, laziness, fatigue. Then you have areas that are overactive that we might have to calm down. Anxiety, overstimulation, troubles with sleep, panic, increased heart rate, respiratory problems, digestive problems. This comes from the overactive, stressed out brain. This is when you have an increase in what's called sympathetic tone. The VNG will pick this up. So that is another great test that I would suggest. If you have any anxiety, if you have depression, if you have memory problems, troubles with focus, if you have ringing in the ears or floaters in your eyes, if you have troubles with sleep or digestive problems, you definitely want to get this VNG test. This test is normally $500, but for the first 7 people that call or text, you can also have this test for only $21. All you have to do is call 646-221-6738 or email info@kaplanbrainandbody.com. If you want to do both tests, the QEEG brain mapping and the VNG, you could do both tests. You just pay $21 for each test. And the third test that I would recommend is a one-on-one full neurological evaluation with me. And what I do is check your muscles, and I can see if they're too tight or they're in spasm. That is from inflammation. I can feel your gut, and I can feel, do you have bloating? Do you have actually food stuck in your intestines? We have a lot of patients that actually have fecal matter, poop, stuck in their intestines. Some people can have 20 to 30 pounds of old food stuck in your digestive tract, just sitting there, rotting away, giving bacteria and viruses and fungus stuff to feed on. If you got poop in your intestines, you're more likely to get sick. I can actually feel inflammation because your body will emit heat. So we could check your heart and your blood pressure and listen to your lungs. Check out your brain, your balance, your memory. Check out your respiration, your oxygen levels. We do a one-on-one full neurological evaluation with me. It takes about 45 minutes. And we're going to do the same thing. For the first 7 people that call or email, you could get the one-on-one evaluation with me for only $21. And you could take advantage of all three. You could do the $21 brain mapping, the $21 BNG, and the $21 one-on-one with me. And you could do it all the same day. We have lots of patients that do that. Now, you'll be in the office for a few hours because we got to do a lot of testing to do. We'll even do this MOCA test, M-O-C-A, the MOCA test. The MOCA test is the test that all neurologists do to figure out, do you have a predisposition to dementia, Alzheimer's disease, memory problems? This will be included in your evaluation. So you can do all these evaluations for $21 each. So basically, you're doing three tests for a total of $63. And you get all this valuable information. Plus, we go over the natural solutions on how to improve any areas of dysfunction, any inflammation. So if you want pills, I'm not the doctor for you. You want steroids, don't come to me. You want painkillers, don't come to me. You want antidepressants or anti-anxiety pills, don't come to me. You want pills that are going to make you poop better, don't come to me. But if you want to figure out the root cause of your inflammation, why you have the dizziness, why you have the headaches, sign up for all these evaluations. This is the best way where you can figure out what the root cause of your problem and stop using Band-Aids to treat symptoms. We don't want to just cover up symptoms. We want to get to the root cause. So if you're ready to put in the work, take control of your own health, sign up for these evaluations. They're only $21. What have you got to lose? Even if you never decide to take my suggestions, at least you'll have a baseline of how your brain and body are functioning. Then you could determine, okay, this is where I am now. Am I getting better or am I getting worse? There's two options with your health. Either you're going to get better, or you're going to get worse. That's it. There's no other options with your health. So if you want to get better, please sign up for these evaluations. You just got to be one of the first seven people to call or text or email to take advantage. The number again is 646-221-6738, or you can email info@kaplanbrainandbody.com. If you just want to find out some more information about our offices, we have two offices, one in Manhattan in the West Village and one in Bergen County, New Jersey. We have lots of great equipment. We have neurofeedback. We have a hyperbaric oxygen chamber. We have cold laser. You know, we have the VNG. We have the QEEG. We have what's called CAPS posturography. We have this NSI, this neurosensory integrator. We have interactive metronome for children with developmental delays. We have all these great tools and technology to help people boost their brain power. So you can go to our website, kaplandc.com, to check out some information. You can also go to my YouTube channel, Kaplan Brain and Body. We have over 100 videos. You can like and subscribe to all our videos. We're on social media. On Instagram, Kaplan Brain and Body. And we're also on Facebook, Kaplan Brain and Body as well. We have a, on Facebook, we also have a group called Kaplan's Lunchbox, where you could learn about healthy meals to eat that are going to reduce inflammation. And we also have a TikTok, Kaplan Brain and Body as well. So we're all over the internet. I'm also an author of two books. One book is called Boost Your Brain Power, A Guide to Improving Your Memory and Focus. You can get that on Amazon, or you could call my office and we could send you a copy if you want a signed copy as well. We have another book that I'm a co-author, which is called Concussion Discussions. So you can go to the website, concussiondiscussions.com, to pick that one up. I am also a newspaper columnist for two different newspapers. And if you're not in New Jersey, you can get it online. So the two newspapers are called the Pascack Press and the Northern Valley Press. So those are two newspapers that I have a weekly health column in. So there's lots of ways to get information that's healthy, that doesn't have risk. There are lots of ways to avoid surgeries. There's lots of ways to avoid taking harmful medications. But you got to put the work in. Your brain is like a muscle. You use it or you lose it. If you're interested in learning more about how to reduce your inflammation in a natural way, you can also sign up for my seminar series. Each month, I do a seminar series. And during the seminar series, we go over different topics. And each topic is, we go deep in. The next topic is reducing inflammation. And after that is mastering nutrition. And after that is going to be brain-based exercises. And then after that is a summary of all the other modules. Some of the past modules include memory and focus, depression and anxiety, sleep and energy. So every month we do a different topic. If you're interested in signing up for the next seminar, which is the last Wednesday in April, it is at 6:30 in River Edge, New Jersey. So it's April 26, 6:30 p.m. in River Edge, New Jersey. It's going to be from 6:30 to 7:30 about reducing inflammation. We're going to have food there that reduces inflammation. We're going to have a massage therapist that helps to reduce inflammation. We're going to have infrared laser, cold laser, that's going to help reduce inflammation. Plus my seminar, my lecture, we're going to have valuable information that you could do at home to reduce inflammation. The seminar series is $100 per seminar. But if you're one of the first seven people that sign up, you could get not only the seminar on reducing inflammation for half price at only $49, but if you do it before April 26, you will get the rest of the seminars included for free at no charge. All you have to do is call 646-221-6738 or email info@kaplanbrainandbody.com. Tell them that you want to take advantage of the seminar series, which is only $49, which will include this seminar on April 26, but also the next seminars for free. Hope you guys enjoyed the show. Looking forward to talking next week. I am Dr. Eric Kaplan, and this is Boost Your Brain Power. Have a great day.
The preceding pre-recorded program sponsored by Kaplan Brain and Body, LLC.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.